Or don't be like Glenn, don't be lazy. Give us a call, 749-1444. This is
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Don't be cheap either. Cough up some money. You guys have been great the last couple of weeks. We're not quite there, but we are fast approaching our goal of... What the hell is our goal? They took our goal down?
Our goal is like 20 grand.
Our goal is 20 grand.
That's just the bare minimum, too. That's just the bare minimum necessities of running a radio station.
Oh, we
That's just light, heat, and electricity.
As of last night, we were only, 1,374.70 away. So, we don't need that much. So go ahead and make a pledge. Call us up, tell us we're getting fired, tell us about the Pharaohs, tell us about Ross Perot.
749-1444. Give us a call. Jim will be answering the phone. A big shout out to Jim.
Woo, 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 woo.
Jim will be answering the phones when you call him at 749-1444. He'll put you through to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You can be one of us.
Uh-oh. You're not going to quote something from the New Federalist, are you?
You can be one of the elite.
Are you going to quote something from the New Federalist? All right. Jim reads this paper called The New Federal. Who's it published by? The LaRouche guy?
It's published by Lyndon LaRouche.
Lyndon LaRouche is a Democrat, and he's nutty even for a Democrat.
I thought Lyndon LaRouche was just a fruit. I didn't know he was a
Democrat.
He used to be
a Democrat. I don't know.
He's part of the Fruitcake Party.
I don't know. He's part of the Fruitcake Party.
Hello, Eric. You're on the air.
Eric,
hey, what's up?
After
Eric?
We talk to you, prepare yourself for Jim's comments.
Sure.
Okay, Eric, are you a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I guess it would be independent.
Why is that? You know it's just chic to call yourself an independent in the 90s, especially if you're an upper-middle-class elite.
It's like wearing jeans with pre-ripped holes in them from the mall. It's just the thing to
stone-washed
do.
Stone-washed pre-ripped hole jeans.
That's just the right. They're extreme in their own way, and then you got the left. They're extreme in their own way, and it's like neither of them have any... I don't know. They always borrow off each other and... I don't know. It's like,
you know what I think is laughable, Eric, if I can interject here for just
sure.
a moment? You have all these Republicans in Washington. You know what they're talking about? Revolution. We're revolutionaries. It's a Republican revolution. It's a revolution. We're revolutionaries. This is a revolution. People have to adjust to the fact that this is a revolution. We're undergoing a revolution here in Washington. This is a full-fledged, full-blown revolution that's underway when all it is people trying to protect the status quo. When you start talking about independent candidates, you get the mainstream Republican blowhards and their mouthpieces on the radio freaking out and panicking, acting like a third-party candidate would just be disaster for the country. So the Republican Revolution is nothing more than defense of the status quo, perpetuation of the two-party system.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's great.
I'm glad one person could agree with me.
So, Eric, have you ever been fired from a job?
Yeah.
What was it, and how'd you get fired?
Let's see. You remember that place, Video Game Exchange?
Yeah.
Spent a lot of quarters there. Playing Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga.
Oh, no, this is one of the new places.
You swapped Nintendo cartridges, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that place is like a real, real big ripoff, and I was working there for a while, and, it was like, I had a couple of days, it was like really cold out, and it was that year that we had like a lot of snow. I think it was like 89. No, 93.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a bunch of snow, and I wasn't able to go and put the deposits away, you know, because like the snow was out and banks were closed. And the following day, I had like three deposits.
So were the snow banks closing the banks?
The snow banks. I get it.
Check this out.
Okay.
Because like it was like. Oh, what was it? Martin Luther King's Day, and like the banks was closed that day. Well, the following day, I go up there to do the deposits, and like my boss is up there, which is a guy who was like younger than I was. He was balding, and he had like the attention span of a gnat on acid. And it's like he's up there with his buddy, and he's like, "Oh, sorry, Eric, I gotta let you go because you got 3 days deposits undeposited and all this other stuff." And I was just like, "Man, you know." So it's like end up finding out like about like 2 weeks later that the only reason why they got rid of me is because he promised one of his friends my job.
Eric, let me ask you something else.
That's the private sector for you. Go ahead and ask Chris.
What do you think about that conspiracy theory that the reason they're having the Serbian peace talks is Dayton is because the Serbs want to see the bodies?
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you never... I don't know. You just don't... You don't hear about the real news that goes on because over here, you know, all the news is filtered. You know, you got like three companies that like... know everything that's going to be happening. That's the reason why whenever you turn on the news, you always get the same news on every freaking channel. It's like, you know, you turn to one channel, it's like, you know, Serbs do this and the Serbs do that, and you turn to another channel, and it's like, it's always the same brand of news, just different channels.
It's pathetic, you know? They're all owned by big, giant, multinational corporations, and some of these right-wing blowhards will say that ownership of the media does not matter, when we all know it does matter. Yep. Why in the world does Nightline and This Week with David Brinkley have rotate the same eight guests over and over and over again? They've been pre-approved. Why don't they have any original thought, any original thinkers?
Well, their big guest this week was Astro, wasn't it?
Why isn't Noam Chomsky on ever any of those shows?
Because Noam Chomsky will expel the truth.
Because he would tell it like it is, and that's one thing they don't want people to know is like it is.
They don't want to hear the truth.
Are you ready for Jim's comments, Eric?
Sure.
Here we go. Get ready. This could blow your mind.
Hey, Jim, would you like a little music with your comments?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any military music?
No, here, your chance to deal with it. Go. You got a little bass music.
Colin Powell, having accepted a knighthood from Queen Elizabeth, is ineligible to be president under Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution.
You know, Christopher Hitchens, in one of his books, For the Sake of Argument, which was a collection of his articles, he pointed out that actually, yes, it is true, that actually Norman Schwarzkopf was ineligible to receive a knighthood, or is that what you call it, a knighthood? Or whatever you would call it. Norman Schwarzkopf was ineligible to receive the honor of being knighted because he was still a member of the armed forces. And it says right there in the Constitution, no member of the armed services can receive a knighthood or any other declaration from a foreign power. Now, if England is not a foreign power, I don't know what it is. I didn't know Colin Powell had been knighted, though. I knew Schwarzkopf had been knighted. So if you're saying that if you're knighted, so Bob Geldof can never be president of the United States.
Who'd vote for Bob Geldof?
Sir Bob.
Bob Geldof is an idiot.
Is Sting knighted? Is it Sir Sting?
Bob Geldof. Sir, hey, I got a Phil great Collins idea, guys. This is Bob Geldof. I got a great idea, guys. Let's get every band to go play in a big stadium and raise money for people who are hungry.
I do. Just got a great idea. I get a bunch of gits together and
is that the Marduk guy? Maybe those bodies they have up there in Dayton are from the planet Marduk.
Oh, don't get us started on Marduk and its Nougat Center. Feel free to take it. Get people in off the streets coming here to steal our pop.
Okay, we have a real-life private detective in the studio.
We do?
A real-life private detective has come into the studio. We're going to talk to Detective Sheldon. Pass Detective Sheldon the mic. I think he has a story to tell us about some private detective work he's been
doing. You've been
doing
some detecting, Sheldon, the awesome metalhead. You've put down your axe and picked up your magnifying glass. Explain to us, please, while I finish my roast beef I started about 45 minutes ago.
May I tell you what happened?
Yeah, start at the beginning, though, all right? Start at the very beginning of the story. Start like you met this girl, right, and she's got a dad.
Yeah, I met this girl and she has a dad.
You're dating this girl, right?
I'm dating this girl. I've been dating this girl off and on.
So this is your future father-in-law.
Yeah, well, he's my father-in-law now, practically.
Practically. Is he supporting you? I mean, is he helping you with rent?
Oh, yeah. On and off, okay, I've been dating this girl for about 30 years, okay? So I've been dating her for a long time, and her dad is going through a divorce. And
now, is it one of those real messy kind of divorces?
Oh, yeah. This woman, she's a real B. She's a real B.
She's a real B-I-T-C-H?
Oh, yeah.
She's a female dog?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got that.
So, see, they have kids.
This is your girlfriend's mom we're talking about.
No, this is my girlfriend's stepmom.
Okay. So there's no blood loss there?
No.
Okay.
She's kind of kooky, kind of wacky, kind of crazy.
Is she kooky, wacky, crazy, and promiscuous?
Yeah. She's a slut, too.
You're not allowed to say that on the radio. We let you come in our studio.
You can't say that?
You can't say that.
Okay, anyway. So she's a real promiscuous type of woman. So she started cheating on her dad and...
Or you're her husband.
Or, yeah,
your girlfriend's
oh, yeah,
dad.
She started cheating on
your
my girlfriend's
girlfriend,
dad.
Mother-in-law's
right,
stepmother.
Right,
it's right. Almost like all my children here.
That's where we are.
All right, that's where we are.
So, I was when I talked to you prior to this event, I was watching their house.
Now, if I recall, the last time I talked to you, you were calling from a payphone
yeah,
outside of this person's house.
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't really outside of their house. It was down the street.
Down the street from whose house? Now, is this your girlfriend's dad's house?
Yeah. down the street from my girlfriend's dad's house, because I was getting tired of waiting for this guy, because, you know, I was sitting outside.
So this guy is going to stop by the homestead and pick up his stepmom.
He was there.
Was he and stepmom there. Going at it?
Yeah, they were in the bedroom doing a little hanky-panky.
Well, what evidence did you collect?
I didn't collect any evidence.
See, that's your job as a private investigator, to collect evidence. You got to have cameras, video cameras, photography equipment, tape recorders.
Well, you know, my girlfriend, she's a photographer. She's a professional photographer.
Oh, boy.
So she stopped by and taken professional photography pictures. So, you know, man, we got evidence, man. We're on the case.
Now, is this thing going to go to court so that he doesn't have to give her half of the estate?
Yeah, it's going to court.
She's not
going to
get any money.
She's wacky. She wrote him letters saying she wants to have sex with his daughters, my girlfriend.
Whoa.
Hey, man.
Whoa. Slow down.
I'm serious.
Slow down.
She's wacky, man. She's, I mean, kooky.
We're talking post-pedophile lesbian love here.
Yeah, we wrote a song about her.
Oh, you wrote a song about her?
Yep.
The Private Detective Band.
Yep. We wrote a song about her.
If anyone wants to ask some more probing questions about these sultry affairs, what it's like being a private detective, or they want to talk some of tonight's previous topics, which were, how'd you get fired from your last job? Are you going to vote for a third party? And do they really have bodies up in Dayton that they're showing to the Serbian Nationals?
Now, Sheldon first came to prominence 3 years ago when Chris and Rob first went on the air, because he would call every week and talk to the Tomcat, who used to answer phones a long time ago. And all he and Tomcat would talk about were the sexy black chicks they used to see on black entertainment TV videos.
The phone number here is 749-1444.
That's all he would talk about. He would call up and say, ooh, that Whitney. I don't know who you were talking about at the time.
Shaquita.
Who's Shaquita?
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought I wasn't down. I thought I wasn't fly. I thought I didn't know who Shaquita was, the new teen sensation from Brazil. 749-1444. No, she's dead. They convicted the person.
Oh, okay.
It took them like 12 hours. They convicted the president of the Selena. 2 hours?
It was
only 2 hours. She said the gun went off accidentally when I pulled the trigger. The president of the Selena fan club was convicted in 2 hours of murdering Selena.
Yeah.
Now there's going to be a whole breed of that terrible, awful music popping up. You know, the authentic stuff with the accordions and all that crap, that is some good music. That poppy Americanized version of it is just brutal. It's just like Little Texas or some really awful. That's like Gloria Estefan. It's terrible.
The phone number is 749-1444. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. Now we have Cell Phone Wayne on the line. Hello, Cell Phone Wayne.
Hello.
Hello, is this Cell Phone Wayne?
Yes, it is.
Where are you calling from tonight, Wayne?
Down here in Cincinnati.
You're on your cell phone, though, which means you're on location. Are you staking out somebody's sordid affairs here? Are you a private investigator or what?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And your guy there with you, your PI, was talking to you?
Yeah.
Sheldon PI.
I don't believe a little bit of what he's saying. First off, you don't talk about what you're doing or what you're looking at.
Man, you don't know me, so don't talk about me, man.
What he says is, Sheldon, I think what Wayne is saying is, Wayne is a professional PI, and you're breaking the codes of ethics here by discussing case on the radio before the case is closed.
Yeah, see, Sheldon thinks he's on Jerry Springer. You don't be knowing my business.
This ain't Jerry Springer. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. So, Wayne, who are you staking out?
Well, it's confidential right now, but it'll be hitting the courts pretty soon. But I believe that your guy back there, he ought to get his ethics together here a little bit if he is a PI.
Man, the only thing you're staking out is White Castle, so get off the air.
At least I'm not in a radio station telling what I'm doing.
Wayne, Sheldon is green, yes. Is he raw? Yes.
But his heart is in the right place. He's got a heart of gold.
Is he uncouth? Yes. Is he unkempt? Yes. Is he eating his fifth Roy Rogers burger since he hit the door 10 minutes ago? Yes. But all that aside, he has a lot of potential. He could make a darn fine PA. First PI. First of all, he doesn't drive a Trans Am yet.
Wayne, let me ask you something.
He's still cruising to Vega.
Wayne, Sheldon PI here is, like we said, he's a rookie, he's green, he's new to the PI business. Maybe he needs somebody to take him by the hand. Put your arm around his shoulder and take him on, give him a little experience. Could you use an intern?
Negative. Tell him to go to Pinkerton. They're looking for somebody.
There
who?
You go.
Go to who?
Tell him to go to Pinkerton Security. They're looking for somebody.
Now, Pinkerton shot the James brothers in the back. We don't want to mess with the Pinkertons. They are the ones that shot Jesse James in the back.
in the back.
That's Mr. Ford did that, too.
Hey, those Pinkerton pigs are just a little bit better than the CIA, but not much.
All right, that was Ford that shot Jesse James in the back.
Yeah, he was a Pinkerton.
That's right. Both brothers.
What'd he say?
Both brothers.
Oh.
Them were the brothers, and they both shot James in the back.
So, Wayne, do you have, like, elite clientele, or are you just, like, checking out some horny little suburban affair like Sheldon does?
Well, why is your cell phone making all that god-awful racket? What year is that thing? Like a 64? Army surplus store?
Are you there?
Yeah.
But it's not an army surplus store, and at least I've got one.
Ooh, yeah.
So at least my girlfriend. Ooh.
Girlfriend out hot shot.
This Wayne is no pride. This guy is like, he's probably a shut-in.
Have you ever seen Pulp Fiction? He's like that guy in the pawn shop.
Are you the guy in the pawn shop in Pulp Fiction?
Are you like that guy in the pawn shop in the Pulp Fiction?
Hey, I tell you what I'll do is I'll match my check any day with yours.
See, that's what I was asking you, Wayne. What type of clientele do you have? Are they the elite? Are you working for a ball player or somebody in the government? Or are you just like working for the Joneses from Fairfield seeing if somebody's having an affair downtown?
No, I'm working for an elite establishment here in Cincinnati.
An elite establishment.
A Skyline trying to get Gold Star's recipe.
Ah! Thanks for your call, Wayne.
Good night.
Night. What and I hope ass. You get Gold Star's recipe.
I hope he wrecks.
I think he's doing a good service.
I hope he wrecks.
Somebody.
I hope he hits a telephone pole.
Talk about me, ma'am.
I hope he's, I hope he lives. I hope he's healthy, but I hope he wrecks. I don't want any damage to come to his person. I hope his person remains physically healthy. Well, I wouldn't mind if he lost a few teeth so he'd
what
shut
kind
up.
Of cell phone does that? It's like a CB cell phone.
Breaker, this is Wayne.
It's like some on MASH.
Who we got? We got Steve. We got the Steve Areno. Hi, Steve. How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
All right.
You're down there at the post office, eh?
Yes, I am.
You ever been fired from a job, Steve?
Yes, I was.
Let's hear about it.
I was in the beautiful city of Hamilton.
You know, some people call Hamilton the cradle of civilization.
I would have to agree with that.
Well, you know why? Because if you think about it, back during the cradle of civilization, there weren't that many people. In fact, Adam and Eve were like the first two. And there wasn't anybody else besides your own family to, copulate with.
No.
So that's why Hamilton is still...
Everything's relative.
Okay.
Everything is relative.
It wasn't really an apple tree. It was more... It was a chewing tobacco plant.
Might have been.
So go ahead, Steve.
Yes. You know, Hamilton could not even get your name right in the newspaper. I was a little embarrassed by that.
The Hamilton Journal News did a story on the...
And everything.
They did a story on the best talk show in Cincinnati.
The Chris and Bob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris and Bob.
Only the Hamilton Journal would call us the Chris and Bob Late Night Talk Show, considering that Rob is from Hamilton.
Name right in the story, but the caption had Bob, I believe.
Yeah, the caption was screwed. The caption screwed us.
Yeah, well. I think they thought you were getting too big and they cut you down, jealousy.
Yeah, well, when I buy that paper and fire them all, at least they didn't call us a lousy dirtbag.
Was that great?
A couple weeks ago in the Journal News in Hamilton,
national news.
They did a full-page spread on the crisis prevention line in Butler County. It's where rape victims call. It's where it's the suicide prevention hotline. It's where incest survivors call. It's this line set up to deal with any number of mental health crises. They did this nice article and this nice layout about this telephone line in this service that operates the phone line. And then underneath the caption of one of the photos, it said, like, Jane Doe talks to a messed up dirtbag.
Yeah.
That was the caption to the photo.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I ran an apology the next day, and so I had to go in the garbage and dig it out and see what it was. It was a great dirty scumbag or whatever.
Oh,
it was great.
It was, and they ran an apology the next day. They reran the whole story the next week, but still.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
It was amusing. It was great, but it was bad.
Well, it was great. A messed up dirtbag. It was probably some incest survivor, some rape victim, some guy getting ready, somebody getting ready to jump off the crew tower. You messed up dirtbag. So what's on? Tell us about getting fired there, Steve Areno.
I was working at one of the fine industrial plants.
Hamilton Fan, Hamilton Electric, Hamilton Masonry, Hamilton Lumber.
rather not name it.
Yeah, go ahead and name it.
But I was messing around on an elevator. Basically messed around on an elevator.
With you? With a chick?
No, it was one of those, it was kind of like a dumbwaiter where you got to hold a button to run it up and down.
You were at Leshner's, weren't you?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, there was a guy on it, and I rode him past his floor and back up past his floor, and that's all it took.
What, he was a big shot?
There was a person who had a grudge against me to begin with.
He was a medium shot.
Yeah. He was trying to be a big shot.
Did you think about just pummeling him?
Did
you
I
know, in Hamilton, we like to just beat people up for no... Ooh, those are two killers. Well, this one's like really upbeat, and this one's kind of like really slow. And, but they're both great songs.
Catch you in the BP station in East Avenue or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you could just
but
shoot
that
him.
Was all it took, and I got a call from the labor board one time. They asked, did I think I was a victim of discrimination? I told them yes, and I told them why. And I was, and that was the last I heard of it. So.
Can't win them all, Steve.
No, I can't.
Now you're making the big bucks.
Yeah.
All right, well, take care, and good luck.
I wanted to ask Sheldon.
Okay, Sheldon
way,
P.I.
By the way, I'm an independent. I'm actually a libertarian. So I hate what I'm doing. I think it's disgusting. But
what, you're a libertarian and you hate delivering the mail?
Oh, I hate it.
What's wrong with the mail? The mail's good. You send love letters and Christmas cards to people.
Yeah, well, I don't deliver it. But, yeah, I mean, this place is pitiful.
Okay, you heard it here first. The libertarian says, down with the U.S. Post Office.
Get rid of it. I want to ask Sheldon, does he get babes like Vanacek does?
Do you get babes like Vanacek does?
Man, I was watching today.
Vanacek
I mean
is before my time.
Oof.
I get
he lights up that cigar and they come running.
Yeah. I got a big cockatoo too, whatever that thing was.
Beretta! Beretta had Beretta.
Rockford did pretty good.
I mean, I don't get babes like the mailman get babes.
Nobody does.
Since you're a mailman, have you ever like delivered mail to a, you know, a lady, a married lady's
house? Here we go. Dear Penthouse.
I don't deliver it, but I have some friends who have, and they say it happens occasionally.
It happens occasionally.
You know, the lovely Jim used to deliver pizza in a former life, and he was getting more, well, you can fill in the rest.
Mugged.
Yeah.
Dear Penthouse, thank you very much.
What we used to call an eighth grade stanky.
Okay, can you take this to the post, Rob?
Which one side? Which side is
CC Waterbury?
Oh yeah, go ahead, fire it up.
We're gonna take the post. Say the phone number and the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk.
Hey, it's 1:25 in the a.m. here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444, WAIF. What radio is meant to be? Give us a call. Give us a pledge. Talk to us. When's it gonna start singing? That's when he starts singing.
CC Waterbury, one tequila sunrise, one for my aching head. Yeah, that's for my bloodshot eye. Well, last night I let it all hang out. I guess that's how my head got so up. CC Waterbury, I can't stand the pain no more.
Last night we got invited to a party at the Jones's place.
All right.
For fun and games and booze and things, I guess I must have drank a case.
Quite a bit.
Well, that lady of mine, she drank warm red wine till she couldn't even find the door. She wound up in old Jones's bed, and I wound up on the floor.
Hank, I gave you CC Waterbury,
one tequila sunrise. One's for my aching head, the other's for my bloodshot eye. Last night we let it all hang out.
Yeah.
I guess that's how our heads got sore. I said, CC Waterbury, can't stand the pain no more.
aching head. The other's for my bloodshot eyes. Last night I let it all hang out. I guess that's how my head got sore. I said, see the water back. I can't stand the pain no more.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444.
You know, I think if the Northern Kentucky Orchestra did this song, they'd probably get more people to show up.
What, the Flight of the Bumblebee?
Yeah.
Hello, Alicia. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on tonight, Alicia?
I was just, like, wondering. I listen to your talk show sometimes, and I was just, like, wondering, like, you know, what do you guys all about?
We're about truth. We're about freedom. We're about justice. We're about the American way. We're about two chickens in every pot.
And we are
your radio pals.
Cool. Well, I'm mostly an EBN listener, but I just decided to switch over tonight.
No, you're not an EBN listener because you are speaking in complete sentences.
I am.
You're the only EBN listener. What about that moron falling off the stage?
I've seen that.
I haven't seen anything that stupid since Nancy Reagan fell off stage.
I think he was drunk. But,
He wasn't drunk. It was 5:30 in the morning.
He had vertigo. Stupid. The official word for the official press release said he had vertigo.
I've seen him leaving the Blue Note smashed. I know who Bob the producer is.
Okay, so why did you call us, Alicia?
I don't know. I was just, like, wondering what you guys are all about, and I've seen you guys passing out flyers in my neighborhood, and I was, like, wondering.
What neighborhood's that?
Unfortunately, Norwood. And,
you're part of the wood.
You hang in the wood?
Yeah, and I was just, like, wondering. I thought what Chris or Rob might be from
Boys
Norwood
in the
or whatever, because they were, like, down the street.
Let me ask you something, Alicia.
What?
You might have heard Rob and I comment tonight that Hamilton is the cradle of civilization.
Yeah.
If Hamilton is the cradle of civilization, what does that make Norwood?
Little Kentucky, I guess.
How much education do you have, Alicia?
High school.
High school. How old are you?
22.
Where do you live in Norwood? Where do you work?
Huh?
Do you work or are you a student or something?
Yes, I work.
What kind of job do you have?
I'm a manager.
A manager?
Yeah.
That's great. You have employees at work for you?
You and Davy Johnson.
Please?
Not anymore. Anyhow, Alicia.
Yes?
Have you ever been fired from a job?
Yes.
Oh, tell us about it. We want to know.
I don't know. I wanted to call off for something, and I made up a really stupid reason.
What was the reason you made up?
Huh?
I
can't remember what it was, but, and anyways, my...
Do you have a lot of trouble with your memory?
No, I don't.
Maybe you smoked too much pot in high school or something.
Excuse me, at the moment in time, I can't remember what it was.
Okay. Just checking, because short-term and long-term memory loss are big signs of drug abuse in your younger years.
Well, I started smoking pot early when
so
I was
listening
like
14. To EBN.
Yeah,
so
listening to EBN.
You knew that, so she says she's an EBN listener. She's been smoking pot since she's 14 or so.
But I don't get high anymore. So.
Just not any less. Okay, go ahead. So what was your excuse?
Fuck, where was I at?
Later!
I'm sorry. Fired.
Yeah, she was just fired from the Chris and Rob show. 749-1444 is the phone number to call here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You can call that number or the Secret Celebrity Hotline, which is also the Pledge Line. What number is that, Jim? I can't see it. 961-8900. 15 bones gets you a sticker that you can put on your bumper. 25 smackers gets you the 22-ounce thermo mug. Keeps the hot side hot and the cold side cold. 35 skins will get you a t-shirt. 50 clams, a tote bag. $88.3 will get you membership into the 88.3 Club appropriately enough. Let's talk to Ted, Chris. Let's talk to Ted. Ted, that is your cue, young man.
Hello, what's up, fellas?
Not much, you tell us.
Welcome to the program, Ted.
Hey, thank you. I enjoy your program a lot.
Where are you calling from tonight, now. Ted?
Downtown, actually.
Is Ted short for Theodore?
No, actually, it's not. Actually, what? It's not at all.
What's it short for?
It's a nickname. It's actually short for Edward.
Edward, okay, Ted.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. My middle name's Edward. No one ever calls me Ted.
What's that?
What, Robbie Edward?
No one ever calls me Ted. My middle name's Edward.
I
didn't know
that
was a possibility. I mean, a few years ago when I hated my name, I could have been called myself Ted.
You could have.
Damn it! Where were you a few years ago, Ted?
Well, you know. I was there.
The Chris and Ted late night talk show.
There you go.
That doesn't flow.
Wouldn't have been the same, though.
Okay, what's going on, Eddie?
Anyway, hey, isn't that Lyndon Naruska? Was that the guy that ran for president while he was still in jail?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
makes him ineligible, too, doesn't it?
Being in the clink at the time? Yeah. I don't think...
If you're in jail, are you ineligible to run for president?
I don't think they covered that in the Constitution. It just said age, citizenship requirement. It didn't say anything about being in the slammer.
I don't think it did at all. Yeah. And, anyway. Was there something else? I forgot what it was. Anyway, I saw you guys' picture in the WAFE update there, whatever it is.
In the WAFE alert.
Yeah, the WAFE alert. Yeah, somehow I kind of pictured you guys like that. It's kind of weird how it works out.
Yeah, that's our normal everyday look and attire, you know?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Rob's wearing that bow tie right now as we speak.
I love that bow tie. It was great.
Thank you.
It was like completed the whole.
So is that why you called tonight, Ted, to compliment us on our attire?
I sure did.
Well, thanks. I wish you were a chick.
Well, don't we all? I don't know what that means.
What, you wish you were a chick, too?
Only on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays.
All right.
Do you look good in pumps?
On Halloween, anyway.
Okay, thanks, Ted.
All right.
749-1444. Let's listen to a little Calcutta.
I'm going to say anything, Chris. Ted was kind of creeping me out there.
Come on, everybody.
I don't know this song.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Sing Along. And if you want to call in and sing along, the phone number is 749-1444. That phone number, once again, is 749-1444. Four.
We got Sheldon P.I., private investigator in training.
Arlen Specter, Senator Arlen Specter, Pennsylvania's Senator Arlen Specter.
Let me tell you what I know about Arlen Specter.
He's the, he's heading that thing of looking into Ruby Ridge.
He was the, lead inquisitor of, Nita Hill. He's running for president. He is a pro-choice Republican. And, he's pretty centrist on a lot of stuff. And so nobody gives him a chance in hell of winning. That's all I know about Arlen Specter. And yeah, he doesn't like to be called corrupt like that one big goofball did.
Arlen Specter heads the congressional hearings into the deadly siege that occurred at Ruby Ridge, Idaho. The one in where a deputy U.S. Marshal and the wife and son of white separatist Randy Weaver were killed, murdered in cold blood.
Who, the marshal or the family?
All of them are dead.
You know, I really don't want to start talking about that because this is late night radio.
And the freaks will come out of the woodwork, I know.
You know what they say.
Well, here's the good news. Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter, the guy who's in charge of all this, feels that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms should be disbanded. Broke up.
Yeah!
Just like the Beatles.
I'm voting for Arlen. I'm switching to Republican and voting for Arlen. I'm turning in my Independence Party card and I'm voting for Arlen.
Maybe he'll run with the Independence Party.
No, he's too much in the hip pocket of the big interest, the big money boys.
Who, Pepsi Cola?
Pepsi, Coke,
Disney?
Nike, Disney, RCA, Reebok.
Air Jordan.
Adidas. Remember when Adidas were Adidas, now all of a sudden they're Adidas?
You gotta be
Adidas.
You've gotta be chic.
All I know is Run DMC said my Adidas, and that's what I stick with. You know they're Christian rappers now, did you know that?
Are they really?
Yes, they're rapping for the Lord.
They're down king.
They're never bored when you're rapping for the Lord. You said you brought in a million newspaper articles, now you're neglecting them all. What's that one you got in your hand there?
Here.
You need appropriate music?
It's coming. It's almost there.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this crap.
Did you hear about that? Hold on.
A couple of advertisers who expected to have commercials in ABC's 3-part, 6-hour Beatles documentary in November have a bone to pick with the network, so says this article from, I guess, The Inquirer, since that's the only paper you read. The militant vegetarian habits of Paulie Mack and his wife, Linder, who sings Hey Jude wonderfully, if you can separate it from the rest of the band, have led ABC to decline requests for ad time by Kentucky Fried Chicken and the National Pork Producers. It's a lot of money. The Pork Council is ready to put down 1.6 million claims for six spots. They say there was no pressure from the McCartneys. Yeah, right. It was just to avoid any potential embarrassment to ABC clients. Network's brass were concerned that KFC, which is really Pepsi, or the Pork Council commercials could air after a segment in which McCartney spouted off about the benefits of meatless diet, or worse, a diatribe about cruelty to animals by major corporations. Give me that damn Newsweek, Jim, while we're talking about this.
Paul McCartney don't eat meat, in other words. And he's real anti-eating meat, and they don't want to run commercials for Kentucky Fried Chicken during this upcoming television special. 749-1444, that's the phone number here at the Chris and Rob White Night
Talk Show. PETA had an ad, in a day, and it got rejected from the LA Times and the LA Weekly. And the ad said, if the bloody glove fits, there's a picture of a bloody glove holding a knife. It says, imagine if it were a professional killer paid to slit throats. His victim may realize what is about to happen to them. He sees the panic and terror in their eyes. He knows their hearts are pounding in their chest. He hears their screams and cries. He watches their pointless struggling, but he doesn't flinch. He takes one life, and then another in cold blood. He will go on killing as long as someone pays him to do so. That's his job. Would you pay someone to kill for you? If you buy those neatly wrapped body parts in the supermarket, you already do.
Hey, Rob, please think about it. Beef sandwich, will you?
Please think about it. Honestly,
thanks.
You know that not only human beings count anymore.
Hey, Rob, you
then
read good.
Only one race or gender counts. This is really small, so it's hard reading.
Rob, I like the way
and you know slaughterhouses must be hell on earth. You wouldn't want to visit one to watch your meat being prepared. As chicken moves along upside down on the conveyor belts, their frightened cries sound just like the cries of human infants.
Hey, Rob, can you pass me some more of that barbecue sauce from my
frantic cows and calves, perhaps smelling the blood, try to turn around in the killing chutes to run away. Pigs are beaten and kicked when they free at the sight of what's happening to their friends. Meat is murder. Vegetarian is for life. Our recipes are freeze. Please try them. You can help me your corner. Blah, 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 blah. It's PETA. PETA. It's PETA did that.
749-1444. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. That's us. Give us a call. We'll talk about raw meat next on this radio program.
You gave me love in my heart.
So, don't eat meat, says Paul. Don't eat meat, says Paul and Linda. 749-1444.
You know what, I don't understand. Okay, so Paul McCartney goes, what is he, he's like 55 now?
He's an old guy, yeah. He's about as old as Mick Jagger.
He lives about the first 45 years of his life or so, scarfing down meat left and right. All of a sudden, he has an epiphany, and poof, everybody else in the world's immoral that doesn't agree with him.
He doesn't have an epiphany. He has Linda. Now we're going to talk to a beautiful young lady from Price Hill by the name of Crystal.
Hello, hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi, is this Crystal Light or Crystal Blue Persuasion?
Neither.
Do you sparkle and shine?
Some people think so.
Speak up a little bit, Crystal. Sound off like you have a pair.
Hello.
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 She hung up. That was just an old army saying. Sound off like you have a pair. I never knew what that meant.
Well, so, Crystal, call back, Crystal. We wanted
to talk
Crystal.
To you. Call back, Crystal. I'm
sorry. 749-1444. She waited on hold for 50 minutes and then hung up.
Oh, well.
50 minutes.
Oh, well. She'll get the home version of the game.
Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, did we
Tim.
Talk to you already tonight?
Yes, you did.
All right, this has got to be quick, then. You know the rules.
Okay.
And Crystal's
real
trying
quick.
To get back through again.
Real quick. The deal with Paul McCartney, it wasn't that Linda told him he couldn't eat meat.
Toady.
She said, don't eat meat.
She said what?
Don't eat.
I'm hanging up on him.
Did he say don't eat me?
He said don't eat me.
I don't think anyone had to tell Paul not to do that.
749-1444. These are the last 15 minutes of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk.
As you can tell by the quality of the calls.
Last 15 minutes, we usually kind of let our hair down a little bit. Crystal, you're back?
Yeah.
Why'd you hang up on us the first time?
I'm sorry.
You broke my heart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'll be better. What's on your mind tonight, Crystal?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I'd rather have a cheeseburger any day than talk, you know, hearing about Paul McCartney and his little old self. I mean, come on. Was he like 115?
I think we determined that he was 55 and he's worth $115 billion.
Oh, well, he's not very good anyway. His wife, I know I can sing a lot better than she could any day.
You know, not too many writers of any type remain good for 35 years, and Paul had a span there for about 10 years when he was really good.
Come on,
he's weak now. There's no doubt. He was a biker like an icon. What was that?
Give me a break.
What was that?
Give me a break.
What was that?
Give me a break.
It was terrible.
It definitely wasn't Jet.
No, it sure wasn't
Jet. Crystal, what's your favorite Paul McCartney solo record?
None.
Do you like the Beatles?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Beatle record?
Well, only song I like is Oh Darlin'.
That's the only song. So that would be Abbey Road.
Oh, Darlin'. Paul wrote that song.
Oh yeah, Lord. That's Paul all the way.
Yeah, Paul wrote Oh Darlin'.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, well.
Sorry to break your heart.
Oh, that's okay.
He didn't write Octopus's Garden, though. Ringo wrote that one.
Oh, okay.
Anything else on your mind, Crystal?
Are you guys single?
Of course, we both are.
Oh, okay.
And so is Sheldon P.I.
And the lovely Jim. Have you ever been fired from a job, Crystal?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you guys go then.
I guess that means yes.
You've never been fired from a job?
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about it.
Well, when I was 16, I got fired from this factory because I wasn't 18.
Well, that's not like being fired. That's just, you know, that's like when you try to join the Marines during Korea or something. And they wouldn't let you in.
Thanks for your call, Crystal.
Thanks.
Lied.
Call us back next week.
You know, she had definite Naked Renee qualities to her voice.
Oh, definitely. It's been a while since Naked Renee called the Chris and Rob Wade.
Naked Renee, is a witch now, a full-fledged witch. And you can see her silhouette against the full moon some nights if you look hard. 749-1444. We only make fun of the Wiccans because they're witches.
The Wiccans?
I don't know. Half the station's ran by Wiccans. We're doomed.
What's
now.
A
Wiccan's a witch. A witch! You know, a witch. You know, the tree that... The god is in the rocks, that kind of witch. Everybody knows a Wiccan. Everybody's a, are you a witch? Yeah, I'm a witch. Ooh, I'm a Wiccan. Oh, run away. Flee for your life. It's a witch. They're not cool witches now anymore, casting spells. Now they just like, they dig up a pile of dirt and pray to it or something. I don't know how these Wiccans work nowadays. They're like naturalists.
Check out that Latin bit.
Is that in honor of what's his name?
Fidel.
Trini Lopez came out and said he didn't beat up his wife or something.
Fidel Castro came to New York this week.
I know. Played baseball, Dan Rather.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're winding things down here. Rob, how about giving us a little weather report on the 10s?
Oh, should be an absolutely fantabulous day today in the tri-state. It will be cloudy, musty, damp, dark, smelly throughout most of the tri-state. But in Hamilton, the sun will shine, the skies will be beautiful, the grass will be green. Healthy young boys and girls will be playing through fresh-cut fields of hay and wheat.
Naked.
Naked as the day they were born.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Way
Steve,
Night Talk
you know
Show.
The rules. Make it quick.
Yes, two things. Number one, Arlen Specter also wrote the single bullet theory for the Warren Commission.
Did he really?
Yes, yeah. He did.
I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah. The other thing is, I was thinking about you got dissed by the Journal. You also got dissed by the WAFE alert because they put down the wrong day for your show.
What?
Oh, let's get that out and check.
No!
Yes. They said Tuesday morning.
Oh, Chris. That's your problem, Chris.
Look it up.
We're looking it up right now, Steve. If you're lying, we'll send a shockwave through the phone to explode
your
eardrum.
No, you're wrong. It doesn't say Tuesday mornings. It says midnight to 2 o'clock a.m. Tuesdays, which I know is technically Wednesday, but that reminds people that Tuesday night at midnight is when we start.
So that could have been more clear, though.
So that's a good thing.
Okay.
I mean, if it confused Steve, who's probably brighter than half the people in the tri-state, it could have confused him.
I don't listen to EBN anyway.
Lighter. What's all that hissing where Steve's at? What's
calling
the hell's going
on? Post office or something. Man.
There's people snoring in the background. That's what it is. Go ahead, dude. Just pick an article. Pick an article. Any article.
Farrah Fawcett's going to be in Playboy.
Oh, I can't wait. December.
We talked about that last week, though.
I'm going to be all over that. 48. She's hot. She's got big plastic titties now. They'll be great.
Hey,
hope your mom's going to bed, Jim. I figured your mom went to bed by now, so I'd break out the Farrah plastic titty comment at 10 till 2. You think she's still up? If she's not, what? Sorry, Mrs. Lovely Jim. If you're still listening, I didn't mean to say Farrah's got nice plastic tits. But, you know, the truth will set you free, Mrs. Jim.
I can't say that on the radio.
What?
Shoot the gift. Rob says it's creepy.
we had cookies, we had soda pop, and we had marshmallows. Oh yeah, candy, and all kinds of good stuff.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, that was the Shoot the Gift Band, a band called the Shoot the Gift Band.
It's called the Shoot the Gift Band?
Yeah, they changed their name recently, now they're called the Shoot the Gift Band. Coming up next, come back here, DJ Time. We got the old school flavor.
Got
old school flavor in 5 minutes. You're going to want to stay tuned for that here on WAIF, 88.3 FM, the home of old school rap music. Say hello.
Yeah.
What are we going to be playing tonight?
Good question. I don't know.
Stay tuned for some of that old school flavor music.
Have you ever been fired from a job? DJ Time, you ever been fired from a job?
Oh, so you heard about me, huh?
Yeah, let's hear the story.
No, I just been laid off, but you know.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm
know.
Happy.
I didn't mean to bring up a bad memory. I mean, everybody else was just like, no. Oh yeah, I got fired. You're like,
I
got fired.
No, seriously, I'm happy because there's programs out there that if you become a dislocated worker, they call it now, because the company where I work for is relocating.
Oh, I hate
so
that.
I become dislocated. I'm a dislocated worker. So I get to go back to school 2 years.
That's great. What are you going to study?
Debating on computer technology or computer programming.
There you go.
So you're going to become a computer geek.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Now, if you talk to someone on the internet that claims to be a vivacious 25-year-old Cincinnati female, what are the chances that person is really a 15-year-old pimply-faced kid from Avondale? Boy.
That's scary.
That's probably even money.
But absolutely frightening, he says.
Doug, go ahead.
I think my parents should learn to teach their kids something about computer and getting into the internet.
Doug, you got a kid?
What?
You got a kid, Doug?
A kid?
Yeah, a kid.
No.
When you have a child, will you teach it about the internet?
Yeah.
Good for you. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I was just hearing you guys talking about being fired from jobs.
Yeah, what job have you been fired from? What kind of work was it?
Well, actually, I didn't get fired, but I quit, and that was pretty fun.
Well, let's hear about it.
Oh, it was just, I worked at this ad agency, and my boss was this lady, and she was a real bitch. And the job was great. It was just, you know, her.
It's probably Sheldon's stepmother-in-law.
What was her name?
Huh?
What was her name?
Oh, I'm not going to say.
Just say, I probably used to work there.
Brenda.
What was it?
Brenda.
So don't worry about it. Anyhow, so what happened, Doug?
Oh, my bad. I just came in like 3 hours late for work and just walked to her desk. She's like, I quit. She was just like, oh, you're going to leave?
So you just walked in? You just walked in and said you quit?
I had to show up and tell her. You know,
get rid of this guy. That's pretty funny, Doug. Anyway, this is Chris and Rob, late night talk show. We're going to bail.
Is this the theme from Shaft? All right, we're going to listen to the theme from Shaft now.
All right.
Stay tuned for the old school flavor. Be here till 5 o'clock
hey,
in the morning.
Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Sucker.
Watch your mouth.
This has been the Chris and Rob, a late night talk
show. One thing I always could do was finger roll.
Next week, next Tuesday night at midnight, tune in for the Halloween edition of the Chris and Rob Spookorama.
I'll smoke like these all night long.
Rob will smoke like these on 10 minutes. So tune in next week. The week after that, the Cafe Nicotine will be here. Scott and Kevin will be entertaining you for a couple hours that week. And then the week after that, well, that's the future. But right now, we're listening to the past, according to Isaac Hayes. The History of the World, Part 3, according to Isaac Hayes. Good evening, everybody.
Music for lovers. Give us a buddy.